you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit.
And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back.
He's back!
What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be here on another Friday episode.
Excuse me.
And listen, we're going to cut up today, man. We're going to have some fun. We're going to educate a little bit. We're going to entertain. We're going to have some real conversations. And listen, at the end of the day, we want everybody to be healthier and fitter, all right? Now, will you like everything that's said on this podcast? Probably not.
Nope.
But one thing we don't do is come on here and live on the podcast. That's one thing we just not doing. We might trigger some folks. We might hurt some feelings, but you know we tell the truth and you know we got to go. But anyway, man, having a great week so far and just keeping this thing going. We still in the early stages. I know I've been grinding for a while, but the way this thing is going to evolve, the way it's been evolving, I'm just super excited for it, man. So with all that being said, if it is your first time watching, I have one request for you. I ask that you hit the like button for your boy. You probably wondering why I got to hit the like button for this ninja with a white sweatshirt on, a blue undershirt with the red headphones that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. Not to mention the most consistent fitness podcast out. We got the podcast. We got workout content. We got YouTube shorts. We on Instagram. We on TikTok. It's the most consistent. One-man show, too. No staff. And I manage other Instagram accounts. That's my other business, but that's another conversation for another day. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button as well. And shout out to the Playback Gang, a.k.a. the PBG. We need y'all to hit the like button, man. And listen, I don't have any rants today. This was a smooth week. But what I will say is, listen, as you elevate, especially in fitness, we talk about this every episode. I just got to say it one more time again. Listen, be ready for people to hate. Be ready for people to feel uncomfortable around you. And listen, when you're elevating, everybody's not supposed to like you. Everybody's not going to understand your lifestyle. So stop explaining it to them. Stop trying to get people to like you. Stop trying to fit in. And listen, it's okay to walk your own path sometimes. And with all that being said, let's get in these comments and talk to the fans. Dom DeMarco. Wicked, what up? Frost Knight, what up? They said Wicked on the juice. Seth, what up? Zoomers with W Stream, absolutely. Jay Sharp said he's back.
He's back!
SAG, what up? Mike said it is Friday.
Happy Friday.
See, Marty, what's up, baby? KG. Charger 21, you must be on another account. This podcast has been lit since you got rid of the troll. That's probably still sneaky watching from a burner. Absolutely. Appreciate that, brother. We had to get the troll up out of here. Big Spider back on Bennett Road. I thought Toon was joining. I don't know who told you that.
What?
Because I ain't say that. Toon might have been here last week. I ain't say he was going to be here every week.
What?
And you can tell him I said that. Shout out Tune. But anyway, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. Buckle your seatbelts because we have a great episode today. No, I said I'm posting a video on Friday with Tune, which was posted today, earlier this morning. Me and Tune was in the gym. I posted that this morning. So go to the videos tab and check that out. That's what I was talking about. I ain't say he was on the live. But anyway, man, buckle your seatbelts. We got black folks at McDonald's.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got black folks at McDonald's. And listen, why am I bringing up black folks at McDonald's? Well, black women are the most obese demographic in the country. And you ask them why they're obese, what do they say? Racism. Black men's fault. Stress and all this other shit. Now, let's see if any of this is a factor. And let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's take a trip to McDonald's. And tell me what city you think this is in. Let's check it out.
Why don't you not ask me for some more sweet salad? How you doing?
I want mommy.
Oh.
I want my ice cream.
First of all, man, I'm not even.
What?
Why are you walking outside like that? And again, we've accepted this unhealthy behavior and this unhealthy lifestyle to where people just walking around showing their bellies like it's not offensive. Unhealthy. This is nothing to brag and boast about. Let's keep it going.
Watch how he act when I ask him for some more sweet salad.
I want some more sweet salad, please.
Can we have some extra sweet and sour sauce, please?
Extra calories.
Oh, no, I need more than one.
And you know the babies, look how the baby is complaining. You know the baby is addicted to fast food along with the mama.
Can I have another one, please?
Why is that baby not in the seatbelt? If you don't sit your ass down.
Nope.
Four more sauce with all this food? I paid $43 for food. Are you telling me I can only have two sauce?
Oh, spending $43 at McDonald's. But they say healthy food is too expensive. You spending $43 worth of trash food, but they say healthy food is too expensive. You could have gone to the store, got a pack of chicken, some vegetables, and some fruit for less than $43. You could have got more food at the grocery store for less money, but healthy food is too expensive.
No, ain't no sauce here. I paid $50 for food and I could get two sauce.
$50.
Sit back and hush.
Stop, man.
The baby eating all them additives and dyes and sugar and fried foods, the baby can't sit down and act right. So it starts with the parents and trickles down to the kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, this is ridiculous, man.
McDonald's, y'all got to do better than this.
She got the paper bag on her belly.
I just spent $50 on food, and I could only get three sauce?
Mommy, you.
Man, oh, my God, bro. I told y'all how he was for
that. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Oh, brother, this is my
steak. Listen, black community. All right, I know we got other communities on the show, but we got to get to a point where we take some accountability. We address our actions. We address what the fuck we're doing and what the fuck is going on. You're in the McDonald's line arguing over sauce, which is more calories, more sugar, more sodium, more shit that ain't macronutrients and nutritious for your body. We arguing about it, but have every excuse in the book on why we're so obese in the black community. A lot of times, and listen, I'm not, we not body shaming here. But she, which we got another video. I'm going to show that Sunday, though. I'm going to show that video Sunday. We got another video of her and her man. She's bigger than her man. It has been normalized in the black community. Well, in America, too, because I see white women bigger than they men. But it's been normalized in the black community for women to be bigger than they men, to the point where it's memes with the woman with the fat ass leg and the man with the skinny leg. It's getting crazy out here, man. And she walking around with the belly out like it's sexy and something to be proud of. We got to have some higher standards for ourselves as Americans, especially in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, what you think them kids going to turn into? More than likely, are those kids going to turn into healthy adults, healthy, fit adults? Probably not.
Nope.
Maybe sports will save them or something like that, but they're going to pick up those same habits and eventually it's going to catch up to them and they're going to be in the same situation. And we filming this shit for content. This woman here happens, we've had her on the show before. We've reacted to her, but she happens to have a big following. You know she's getting paid off for content. So it's just, the glorification is here. It's not changing anytime soon. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, you know I got to go. Black community, get it together. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Where we at in these comments, man? Hold on one second. I seen Toon said, let me send him the link. Let me send the link to Toon real quick. Wicked spoke you up, Toon. Wicked spoke you up. Let me send that joint over to you. Boom. All right. You go ahead, Toon. All right, let's get in these comments. Wicked said, ew. stupid. Toon's got a joint he's spending time with. See, that's why y'all ninjas messy, man. It's not New York. South side of Bennett Road on 8th Street.
Nope.
She got 3 stomachs and 4 titties. Is there a father? Never mind. I think the father was recording. I can't believe women like her are getting pregnant from all these bums. This woman wouldn't be on my radar. That's crazy. $43 but can't get a gym membership. I see a lot of females with messy interior of their vehicle. Oh, brother. I can't F with women that have messy cars or no cars. She should have went to Aldi, spent $50 on food for a week. That's what I said. Where her shirt at? That was her shirt. The big bra with the belly out was her shirt. That bit looked like goo from My Brother and Me. It's crazy. Minnesota Avenue McDonald's. She the mac and cheese captain next Thursday. You telling me next Thursday she going?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs. Is that what you telling me?
Chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name. You telling me she running Thanksgiving dinner? You telling me she bringing the yams too? You telling me she bringing the cornbread too? Is that what you telling me? All right, Spider-Mo, how you know? 909 said very urban, and guess what urban means?
You know, black people.
No. $43 for one meal? That's a week of eating healthy for me. Exactly. Wicked Scorpion, true, but I know you use their car to go to the BBW so your friends don't catch you lacking with a big back. That's insane. Leave Spider-Man alone. He just had a birthday. Tunchi's back.
Tunchi's back.
I'm going to bring Tunchi on once I get through the comments. Some low-quality chicks. A man smaller than his woman is like a Black Widow spider couple. That's crazy. This is so embarrassing. Who posted this stuff? By the way, hi, Chris, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Who the wild Bama that cracked the joint? Your mans. All the people following her, same low quality hood rats. Man, listen. What was I about to say? Somebody I know was following her and they was telling me, nah, she doing her thing right now. Yeah, she lit right now.
Nope.
No bullshit. Somebody told me that. They said I was hating on her. I'm saying, he better get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody hating on that. Anyway, man, Quiet Piggy is crazy. Anyway, man, what's going on, bro? What's up with you, dog?
Tunchi's back.
G5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper, call it Beyonce.
Tunchi's back.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? They liking our content, man.
What's going on, man? Matter of fact, I had just popped into the chat when I heard like Wicked Scorpion was asking.
Oh yeah,
man. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, they liking the content, man. They say we need to get back on the content, man.
Yeah, nah, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, the source is needed out here, man.
Marty, you a content machine, no cap.
Come on, man. One man show, too, by the way. One man show.
Marty going crazy. If y'all ain't knew this man, you'd be amazed. Marty be smart. He doing his thing for real.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. All right, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? We got Kevin Samuels was right about the big backs. Well, a lot of us never thought Kevin Samuels was wrong about the big backs. But now that he's passed away, everybody's talking about he was right. So let's check it out. No, this is not relationship advice. This lady's going to talk about big backs, man. And let's keep this episode going. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
I'm gonna look at some old pictures and be like, yup. That's when I should have stopped eating right there. Yeah, 02. Yeah, 02. Because unbeknownst to me, my back finna take the fuck off of my ass. You know that picture took about 20 years ago when you thought you was fat. But now your big ass got fat. And you wish you could be the fat you were when you thought you was fat. You look at that pic and be like, damn, I had a collarbone. Now our neck thick as hell like tree trunks with earrings. And you don't even realize you're getting big till it's too late. Big backness don't happen overnight. It's a slow process, like inflation.
Didn't I tell y'all that?
It's real subtle, like when you start sucking in the button of your jeans. But you know, you can blame that on the dryer. I just took these bitches out the dryer. They still hot. You don't really notice till somebody's tag you in a photo. Damn, where that linebacker come from? I knew it was over when my towel stopped wrapping around all the way. You and the towel just agreeing to disagree. We ain't gonna make it. Like, oh, so this towel fat phobic. Soon as you gotta start taking your selfies like this.
Do you know she big?
That's when you know it's over. When you gotta catch the angle. You gotta catch that. When you start using your purse to hide your stomach, that's another sign. I'm talking about, it's just water weight.
That's what they do on vacation. They take the photos like this. Why all your photos to the side, baby girl?
Bitch, what you drinking? Your water from the fire hydrant? And we try to deny it at first, you know, like, oh, I'm just bloated. Bitch, since New Year's Eve 2025? Yeah. Or we try to tell ourselves, oh, no, we just thick in all the right places. What places, bitch? Anywhere, everywhere, all at once? And the older we...
Thick-ass ankles, thick-ass wrists, thick-ass arms.
The harder it is to lose. It's like you got a soul tie with your stomach. That motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Everybody got an old-ass pair of jeans they can't fit no more. That they say, oh, I'm going to get back in them. They're just hanging up in your closet, waiting on you to get back in them. Girl, throw them apple bottoms away, bitch. You're not getting back in the apple bottom. You go from Buddy Love to Sherman Klump in 3 summers.
All right, this video is a little lengthy, but y'all get the point of it, man. Listen, you can't sit here. The moment you see something is off, hey, my waist getting bigger. I don't fit my pants. My arms, they busting through the shirt. Like they busting through the shirt like my arms are swollen.
Nope.
You need to do something. Because if you continue the bad habits, you continue skipping the gym, you continue the alcohol, you continue things that don't help you lose fat and build muscle, you're only gonna get worse. What's one of my favorite sayings on the show? You're not gonna be a hot girl forever. Right? All the bad habits are gonna catch up to you. The sedentary lifestyle is gonna catch up to you. The going on the big back dates with the bum ass Pookies and Ray Rays, it's gonna catch up to you. So do something about it, and it's best to just act quickly, right? It's best to just make that decision instantly. Hey, man, you know what? Let me hit up Tune. Let me hit up C. Marty. Let me get in the gym. Let me go to the gym right now. The more you put it off, yeah, I'm gonna go next week. I'm gonna go next month. I'm gonna start in the new year, right? The bigger you're gonna get within that time frame. So get on that shit ASAP. What you got on that, Tune?
Now, you're absolutely right, and I'm pretty sure you can agree with this, man. We stay in shape. We in the gym 5-6 days a week, and even with us, if we miss a week, if we miss a few days, it'd be hard for us to get back to baseline, and we active. Yep. So imagine all the people that's not active. Imagine the people who never started, who never built the habits, who waited to their mid-30s, men and women, to start wanting to be active, and they haven't built that muscle of, you know, discipline or what it feels like to push through. So as soon as they start, they quit.
Right? Exactly.
And then just turns into a series of excuses. Oh, I'm gonna start next week. Oh, I get back to when work slows down, you know. Folks, start now. Start now, get with a trainer and build a discipline now. Exactly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all that shit add up, man. That shit compounds like it's the stock market. You know, that fat compounds. that Popeyes compound.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
Them burgers compound.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
That barbecue compound.
It's barbecue in there.
Sure had three barbecue sauces or
something. Yeah, all that barbecue sauce.
It's barbecue in there.
You got barbecue in the fridge, but you mad at McDonald's because they ain't give you enough barbecue sauce.
It's barbecue in there.
But real talk though, all that shit adds up. You think Big Mama just got the arms out of nowhere?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Big Mama arms been building since 1977. No, 1997. I mean, right. It's almost 30 years them arms was building. Now she's 65. All right.
She got bat wings at that point.
three decades of building back and building arms.
The bat wings is crazy.
I thought we had to call Bruce Wayne. And it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go.
Dom DeMarco.
She got a head full of Takis. That's crazy, bro.
This is crazy.
Shorty was cooking at least Miss Hot Cheetos head recognized. Toon got the power line glasses on. My clothes shrink in the dryer is the most stupid one. Yeah, that's insane. The Goofy movie was a good one. As the sound. What's up, Fit Fam? What up, Remy? I got myself together at 25. I was still young enough to correct it. Once you get to mid-40s, if you didn't change your lifestyle, you're cooked. You're absolutely cooked. Yep. He ain't lying. Happy Friday. What up, Shy?
Happy Friday.
You have to totally reprogram your mind that you can and we will change your lifestyle for the better. When I made the change, I did a long-term water fast. Most of these big joints need to stare down their food addiction, man. Listen, man, it's crazy out here, man. All right, let's keep this thing going. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Listen, Tune, we got a new trend.
Talk to me.
Fitness coaches are doing some new shit. We got fitness coaches lifting up their BBW clients, and now the BBW clients are posting online, and let me pull this caption up so I get it right. It says, no hoes, no sides, no roster, just my trainer.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Let's check out the video, and Tune, I want to see what you think, man. So this is what they doing now, man. He's struggling. He's struggling, ain't he? He about to.
My leg went out.
But I listen, man. A lot of this shit these trainers be doing, man. I just can't get with it, bro. We already not respected in the fitness industry, right? They already look down on fitness coaches. They already think most of us are frauds. They trying to expose a lot of us to be frauds and. We taking this, we taking that, we don't have a certification, yada, 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 the list goes on. And I just hate how trainers do this goofy behavior. One, because it makes us look bad. And two, you know, now these women, especially the black women, sorry, black women, you know I love y'all.
You know, black people.
No. Now these black women going to be like, well, you know, a real man could still pick me up. I ain't got to lose no weight. He still could, a man should be able to lift me. He need to go to the gym. I'm not going to the gym to lift your big ass up. And so it leads back down to this snowball effect where the women become complacent and they just expect men to accept that big backness.
Big back activity.
What you think about that, Tone?
I just don't understand why coaches is not, they're doing everything but coaching.
Yeah.
Our job is to get results and change lives. I'm not trying to be picking up my clients. What is that going to do for me? What is that going to do for the client? You're just enabling stupid behavior, poor behavior.
Yeah.
And wonder why the client is big with you right now because you're not training them. Let's get back to doing what we meant to be doing is training these clients, getting these results. And at the end of the day, man, that's what they're paying us for. Like you mentioned, we already in a field where people looking at us like we crazy. You know, we doing, and this is the reason, this the prime example. I said, we just focus on what we supposed to focus on. getting results. Yeah. Let the results speak. You feel me? And let that validate who you are as a trainer. Not all this other gimmicky bullshit for views. Instagram didn't, you know, distorted things for us in many ways, and this field and this industry.
Yeah, man. And it's like, we already got a bad rap. Why are you making this shit worse? Why? People already look at us as frauds. We're already in an industry where people are always scamming, selling some scamming shit, right? And so it's just goofy, man. And people get mad at me when I call out the goofy shit, but, you know, it's like the table, it's a lot of goofy shit, and the tables have turned to where if you're normal, you're the goofy one now. And if you're goofy, you're the normal one now. It makes no fucking sense.
If you're goofy, you lit. Like,
like, bro, that's fucking goofy. Like, you feel me? Like, and a lot of these people be young trainers. They be in their 20s and shit. But like me and Toon been around this fitness shit before it got goofy, before it took off and became an Instagram trend.
Before it became a fad.
Before, bro, it wasn't like this, bro. And so, not that I'm trying to be the old head or the unk and not evolve with the times, but goofy is goofy. It don't matter what year it is. Like, bro, you've been goofy if you're doing some goofy shit like that, bro. You'll never catch me doing no shit like that. The fuck?
That shit goofy as hell.
Goofy as hell, man. Goofy so listen, hell. Bro. Anyway, man. It is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth. You know, I got to go. Let's get back in these comments, man. And guess what? I'm killing y'all on this Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Marco. Shit crazy, Toon. I'm sure that trainer is smashing her big ass. First arrest of the day. Get your ass out of here, Wicked. No, I'm playing, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
That was a borderline. Ain't no way, boy. What's the purpose? That right knee almost buckled on his goofy ass. Disc herniation. Someone who's making seven figures might look down upon us trainers, but at the end of the day, if they're fat, they're going to come to us for advice and help. That's true. Dr. Baltimore posted a vid about something about these BS trainers taking coochie coupons instead of money. Yeah, I seen that, bro. Shout out Dr. Baltimore, man. I'm trying to get him on the podcast. He been showing big love on the post. He funny right. As shit, bro. Yeah, he was on live the other day. I popped in. He was like, "See Marty Fit." He was like, "Man, that motherfucker be talking his shit." I'm like, "All right, bro, get on the podcast." So we might get Dr. Baltimore on the podcast. Yeah, we might get, but that'd be funny as shit. Me, him, tune on the podcast. We gonna be that shit going. Yeah. My back went out because her diet didn't work. Facts. Boy gonna mess around, cause his spine to betray him. He should have put a belt on before doing that. Safety belt. Shout out to Tasha Castro. What's up, Tasha? Dom DeMarco. It's equally goofy for a grown-ass man to want uppies. I don't even know what that... What was that? I don't even know what that was. All right, see you tomorrow, Mike. This is why Jim's banning recording. Exactly. Me and Spider-Man was talking about that shit. Wicked told the truth. Yeah, man. Anyway, yeah, get that goofy shit up out of here, man. So, Toon, I'm not sure if you saw, but they have... we got to talk to the fellas. We got to talk to the Simps real quick. Shout out to the Simpsons. To the Bart Simpsons and the Homer Simpsons. The Simps are keeping women big out here, man.
The square bears.
They got a BBW popped a balloon. Have you seen that?
Let's see. Let's check it out.
Oh, they said I'm lying. They said, okay, let's check it out because they said I'm lying. They said I just be making shit up on this podcast. Let's check it out, man, and make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
See him take off his hat?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Hurt you, baby. I don't know if you can handle 390, but
390? I don't know if you can handle 390.
What?
Oh God.
I can handle everything. Cool.
You know you freaky. On my dead grandma.
Would she be someone that's your type?
Very much, very much. Black queens forever, snow bunnies never.
Okay, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. You can look at this dude here. He's not turning down 10-foot baddies for 390. It's not happening. It's not happening. And dude's been on my in my comments talking crazy lately. Why you talk about a man's preference? That's what he preferred. The motherfucker can't get nothing else.
Nope.
Of course you prefer that. That's like a motherfucker saying, yeah, I prefer to live in the projects. You can't buy a mansion. Of course, where else you gonna live?
Nope.
Can't get an apartment. Like, where the fuck you gonna stay?
Yeah, I prefer the station wagon over the G-Wagon.
Nope.
You don't have a choice. It doesn't count. Nobody has this choice and chooses 390.
I don't do the bunnies. I only do the queens.
I'm down for like a content creation vibe, but I don't support the military. I'm so sorry. What did
he? I'm not even about to go political today. Why does her fat ass not support the military? We're not even going to go there today.
Now, what? Also, what's a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
A girl that don't like girls.
So he wants two big girls.
Can we like do something outside of our business relationship? Like maybe go on a real date and
give a nigga a hug, dog.
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I'm not sure what's going on, man. But this right here, it has women's ego just super inflated, man. And not only is the ego super inflated, their health is going to shit. And the first thing people say to me is, you can't look at them and tell they're unhealthy. Not all big people are unhealthy. She's fucking 390. You're going to tell me that there's a chance that she's healthy?
That she's healthy, right?
Are you fucking serious? And listen, the more we advance in society, the dumber people get. The more common sense goes out the window. The more people lose accountability, right? So just understand this, and you know, I like I said, I'm not trying to help everybody. I'm trying to help the people that want to be helped. Them lost motherfuckers, leave them lost, leave their ass in the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Leave their ass in the Hispanic community, PG County, Southeast DC, North Philly, Harlem, wherever you at. Leave them in Houston, Compton, wherever your black people at that's trying to hold you back, leave they ass there. East Baltimore, leave they ass there because there's no change in this. Yeah. The whole Washington, D.C., leave they ass there. Capitol Heights, Maryland, leave them there. Anyway, what you got on that tune?
Oh, the fact that they even have a pop the balloon for BBWs is beyond me. Now we're just enabling fat, lazy, sloppy, trifling behavior and poor nutrition, right? And the crazy thing is like you'll mess around, go outside and get rejected by a big joint these days. How much confidence they got, which is crazy.
Man, crazy, bro.
It really is crazy. But nah, man, you can look at somebody and tell they're unhealthy, right? You can identify that, you know, by how they smell, you know what I'm saying? Their skin, their nails, this, that, and the third. So a lot of people, they're just delusional. A lot of people delusional. A lot of people unhealthy, and a lot of people need to come to the realization that, you know, you got to make a change. Got to.
Yeah, and not trying to get like too explicit and too off topic, but you know, I just saw a post before I started the podcast where this girl was basically saying like the women's bathrooms are smelling fucking terrible. Whoa. Because of the women's hygiene. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, you keep telling these women to continue to eat bad, consume this alcohol, and not that it doesn't affect men in the way we smell, but that's a side effect of living a fucking poor lifestyle for women. And it's like, why, that doesn't make you feel some type of way. You know what I mean?
And that's so unattractive, too.
Yeah. That shit is crazy, bro. Yeah. That's
crazy. Trifling.
Wow, she ain't eating no fruits.
She ain't drinking no water.
Yeah, that's what you prefer, bro? Oh, you're fucking pitiful.
Nope.
That's what you are. Anyway. It is what it is. Oh, go ahead. What you about to say?
No, I wasn't about to say nothing. I was just thinking about how crazy it is. They got us like a skinny ninja selecting Big Macs in a pop the balloon.
He can't get nothing else, bro. He can't get nothing else. That's all that is.
You say he can't get the AMG?
Yeah, credit score too low. You got denied for the AMG, and now you, yeah, I don't even like that joint anyway. No, buddy, that's not how that works. You're not going to pull that one over here. That was, you're not that slick, motherfucker. Anyway, man, let's keep this thing going, man. Let's get in these comments, man. These people are crazy, man. Look at Spider. See, look how Spider-Mo be hating. Get a translator for Dr. Baltimore. Due to Avenue. Yep.
This guy's crazy, man.
Yo, man, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
Okay, Baltimore.
Now he's never going to come to the podcast with this ninja here. We're never going to get Dr. Baltimore on the podcast, bro. This guy is crazy. Oh, man, herd of cows is crazy. 390 would be the biggest player in the NFL. 390 plus another 200. The pod of whales. I bet those dreads smell like soaked towels. prefer to let the projects. Oh, man, goofy ass drink on the Dr. Umar Kool-Aid condoning the big shit in black women is a disservice to the community. Dudes love sloppy women because their moms and aunts were all sloppy and unhealthy. They say if you like a fit girl, you're gay or pedo. I mean, that's just so crazy to me, man. I noticed that men were not as circular as the women. Of course not. Black chicks forever, but rhinos never. Beth Ann, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
That's fucking crazy. Insane. Y'all cutting up on Friday. Never seen a millionaire with a 300-pound joint.
Ever.
You don't know that. She doesn't support the military because she wouldn't get in. Exactly. I know the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade is missing a few balloons. Crazy. East Baltimore joint is crazy. Yeah, Seth going to get arrested. Every pop the balloon has been hella ghetto. The Jubilee and Nectar dating shows typically don't have hood rat activity. I got to see the Nectar one. I haven't seen that. I said it before, big joints flirt by testing ninjas gangster. I don't know if you can handle me. That's why dudes be like, nah, I can't let this bitch talk to me like that. Yeah, that's too emotional. They're eating bad foods, throwing off the pH. DC got the most bougie big joints. VA and Moco got the insecure baddies. That's funny. I can only imagine how the women's locker room smell. Crazy. Not just the bathroom. I smell interesting on clinic days in the hospital, and the legs were not even. Whoa, Roneth. Whoa. That's disgusting. And I said last week, cognac and pork be making the cat smell like morning breath. Y'all got mad. Chubby chasing is a kink. That's fact. Some of these women smell a hot mess when you use the stall after them. That's disgusting, oh, man. He said, I fuck with Dr. Baltimore. I always make fun of dummies. Yeah, Dr. Baltimore, funny as shit. That's going to be a funny show. We got to get him on the show, man. We're going to figure it out, man. But anyway, anything else on that tune? Before we keep it moving,
let's,
man.
Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep this thing going, man. We got a girl here, and she's going to talk about how she feels when she goes to her healthy girlfriend's house. And guess what race she is?
I'm not going to say what race.
Oops,
what people,
my bad. I didn't mean to press that.
Got one friend house who I do not want to go over because the bitch has everything sugar-free in that fucking refrigerator. If I go in your fucking refrigerator and I open up what I think is a can pop and that bitch is sparkling water.
No, brother.
Those not gonna be the only sparkles you're gonna see, bitch. I'm gonna knock stars out your ass. Why do you got sparkling anything in your?
See, y'all friends keeping y'all fat, ladies. Y'all friends don't want you to be great because you're gonna take her ninja.
A fucking refrigerator. Oh, that's like a fucking catfish. Like, you think you about to open you a nice pineapple soda? That bitch tastes like
pineapple soda.
Fucking
dance in vitamin water. You're going to see stars. I swear to you, you're going to see fucking stars.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, I just find it very ironic that this is the same demographic that's the most obese demographic in the country. And a lot of people might say, it's just a joke, you're taking it too far, it's not that deep. It is that deep. It is that deep. Me and Toon, most of our clients are black women. So we have conversations that y'all motherfuckers don't have on a daily basis, right? This stuff can discourage a woman from going on her from continuing her fitness journey. Damn, my friend's making me feel bad. I ain't trying to deal with this. I literally have I have a client right now who is dealing with family and friends just on her about her fitness journey. She falls off. She gets back on. It's emotionally draining her, right? So I got to be the positivity in her life. And like I said, this may be a parody. This may be a joke, but there's always truth in some jokes. This right here is ridiculous, man. And you wonder why the numbers are where they are, right? It's crazy how people, all they talk about is fat shaming, fat phobic, but nobody talks about fit shaming and fit phobic. Nobody talks about that, man. Right? And people gonna make you feel bad. Like I said in the beginning of the show, you got anything on that tune? You muted yourself, bro.
My bad. You hear me?
You good? Yeah, you good.
Nah, man, you hit the nail right on the head, brother. You feel me? Everything that you said, you spot on. No cap.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, bro. So, and you know, I honestly think at this point, man, I'm speaking another language. Cause like I said, it's just always dudes in the comments arguing with me about this shit, simping for these women, bro. You know, it's crazy. What's crazier is the women be in the comments agreeing with me. They be in the comments agreeing with me, like, yeah, that shit true. Men, it's too deep.
Nope.
Let her live her life. You don't know what men prefer. Men prefer bigger women. Shut your bitch ass up. I got you. Hold up. Men prefer bigger women.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Why are you worried about a man's preference? You're weird.
Yeah, they tried to call me gay.
Get the rainbow.
Like, bro, it's nothing gay about trying to help these women be snatched and be bomb as fuck. That's probably the opposite of gay.
And give y'all the game while doing it.
But they don't want to hear the game.
They don't want to hear the game.
That's why we seen that goofy shit we seen earlier. We was talking about that we can't talk about on the podcast. The y'all dudes are the reason why me and Toon seen that goofy shit. I wish I could tell y'all, but I'm not going to do that.
That shit wicked.
I just, like, bro, like, y'all don't understand the consequences of these mindsets. Y'all don't get it.
At all.
But keep encouraging these women to stay unhealthy, man. And the women, they see how weak you are. They don't even respect that shit. So you think you're doing something to get her, and she don't even respect you at the end of the day because you don't tell her the truth. So... then goofy shit happens. And me and Toon like, the fuck is going on?
And it's not even like we going to go look for it. That joint just land on our
it head. Just it, yeah, like what the fuck?
You just be like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, man. That was crazy, man. That was crazy. Whole time, never mind. whole time the other day. It is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, but you know I gotta go. ain't nobody trying to handle no wild hippos and rhinos. Oh yeah. What Rhonda said was disgusting. You have to put it on the notes and the chart. The attending asked us if there's any odor, we must report. Whoa. See, man. All right. That's disgusting. How she talks is a turn off, too much sweat and pineapple soda. What is she talking about? Pineapple soda is the most hood booger shit ever. Definitely a Pookie and Ray Ray ass girl. She can get her hating behind out the crib. Doritos pineapple soda isn't healthy, but Lunish, bro, I don't know what that shit is. women and men, I'll tell you what you should prefer. Exactly, right. They either call you gay or a pedo for not liking someone obese. Crazy. They get hella offended when you say you don't want fat women. Ninjas are mad because y'all causing the women to raise their standards by becoming better. Exactly. We prefer bigger buns, not bigger back arms. Love them thick, not love them big.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. Y'all, you can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
All right, we're shifting from the black community. We will come back to the black community, but we're going to give the black community a break. This woman says she intentionally got fat, and she's not in the black community. What? She is in the Jenny community.
How dare you?
So let's check out this Jenny community BBW and make sure y'all hit the like button. Where we at? Why can't I find the video? Here it is.
I got fat on purpose, and it was the best thing I could ever do for myself. I grew up in the early 2000s, when being as skinny as humanly possible was the ideal beauty standard. Oh, now, brother. Growing up, I wasn't really that fat, but I've always been extremely pear-shaped. I come from a long line of women who have the curves. It's just my genetic downfall. When I was younger, I was really insecure about it, because having wide hips.
If you have a 40% body fat, we got to stop calling that shit curves.
And having a large bum was not ideal, at least in the community that I lived in. I always dreamed of it was having hips that just were up and down. I wanted my body to just be like this. My body was never going to be like that, because that is not my body shape. I think with time, we have gotten a little bit more accepting of different body shapes, which is cool. But what really helped me was getting fat.
Oh, brother.
I went to college, I had unlimited access to food, and I gained a little bit of weight. And when I gained weight, I was like, I actually kind of like how this looks.
But stop the cap.
I really wanted a boyfriend. And I realized guys didn't necessarily like girls who were chubby. I always had this vision of, I need to lose weight. If I ever want a partner, I need to lose weight. Actually, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I like food. Why am I always trying to do stuff that other people want me to do? Is the world going to end? If I get really fat, what's really going to happen? And I just started eating whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. Now, I'm not saying do this, because it wasn't really the healthiest thing to do. But I started gaining weight. Mm-hmm. And with the weight gain, I actually started to be more confident. I don't know why. I liked how it looked. I liked how my body filled out. I liked having curves.
I didn't think
having a chubby belly was gross. What was so cool about the experience was just not caring.
Oh, brother.
Not caring what other people thought about me and just living freely. I was able to live free. I was able to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted.
Oh, brother.
And I liked food. Food was good. Food brought me joy. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And it was cool to be able to experience that, because there are so many women out there, their biggest fear is to gain weight. If they gain weight, they think the world is going to end.
All right, we get the hang of it. That's enough. I can't take any more. That's enough.
Brother, this guy stinks.
That's enough. Listen, man. This is most of the people that's going to be. This is the mindset of most of the people that's going to be trying to get you off your fitness journey. Sure. And when you coddle people so much, this is the result of it. When you give participation trophies to people who fucking got their ass whooped, this is the result of it, right? People just so caught up in their emotions, falling victim to their emotions. It made me happy. It didn't make you happy, right? You found a sense of comfort there. You found a sense of complacency there. And people didn't encourage you to tell you to, you know, hey, you can go to another level. You can be better than that. Nobody told you that. But this is what happens, man. And it's sad. This woman here is probably in her 20s, maybe early 30s. She did say she grew up in the 2000s. And she might not see 50. She might not see 60. You don't see people that big that old. It just doesn't happen. Fair. All right, so don't fall into this trap and get your shit together. What you got on that tune?
Yeah, man. You know, she said she liked how she looked. But like you said, she definitely felt into a place of complacency and just, you know, sedentary lifestyle. And what's crazier is the fact that more and more society has gravitated towards has adopted this mindset of just laziness, not wanting to put in the work, right?
Yep.
So there's not going to be people that are going to come out and tell her outright, like, hey, listen, you're big, you need to get in shape, you need to change your diet, you need to exercise, and you need to you know, lower your body fat percentage, right?
Yep.
And it become healthy. Now, obviously, majority of people don't give a fuck enough to even want to do that. You feel me? So
they don't.
A lot of folks gonna just have to come to the realization themselves, but they don't want to hear it though, right? You know, they want the message. They want the message put in a little red box with a bow tie and hand delivered, right? But it don't come that way. You know, you gotta hear it. You gotta hear it. Sometimes the message, it may not come across how you want to receive it, but that's what you need to hear, right? So I don't know. I feel like it's getting worse out here. More and more people getting cooked. More and more people dying early.
Yep. You know,
heart disease, so on and so forth, right? Cancer. That's just the way the world is going to, bro. You feel me? And people like us are becoming becoming extinct, in essence.
Yeah. And what y'all got to realize is most people are scared to tell you the truth. So you really got to ask yourself a question. Is this person telling me this because they don't want to hurt my feelings? Right? Are they telling me this because they think, like, people think lying to you about this shit makes them moral or somehow better than somebody like me and Toon that's going to be a straight shooter. Right? So you need to start questioning the people that's telling you these things, but you feel different. Just like the guy the other day we watched who went to FatCon in Philadelphia. And then at the end of the video, he says, I don't think this is a place for me. I don't want to be fat. Right? Mm. So he was smart enough to realize that these people telling him that, you know, is okay to feel comfortable in this fat space. They were very inviting, right? Very welcoming. But he still had enough sense to be like, hey, I don't know if that's the place for me. So you might need to question the people that's telling you to be on some bum shit, right? Think about it. If somebody was like, yeah, man, you don't need to take a shower. You don't need to put no deodorant on, man. You good. They tell you you stink, you mean. That's fucking stupid, right? It wouldn't make sense. The same applies to your health, right?
That's not a friend of yours if he's telling you that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not your friend. So why is the concept different when I change the scenario? Why does the concept not apply anymore? So that's just where we are in America, man. Shit don't make sense, man. So crazy. Anyway, it is what it is. You know, I'm tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments, man. Damn, y'all kind of going off in these comments. is that Shrek? Bruh. I don't blame dudes for that. Y'all got to remember, most young dudes have been raised under the 2010s body positivity and BBLs ever since Ozempic chicks want to be thin again. I mean, I don't know, man. Grew up in the early 2000s, man. She's a 90s baby. She's making women my age look bad. Facts. Why he bow-legged? Didn't we all grow up in the early 2000s, but not all of us choose to be humongous? In the 2000s, I grew up seeing more and more fat girls my age throughout the years. Shut the fuck up. You know you gained weight and had surgery. Damn. What she got on? Is this cosplay? Yeah, some weird shit she got on. Not sure. Confident means she let other women lie to her about being big. Confidence equals complacency to big backs. Yep. That Jenny grew up in a black community. Mm. Hey, you know it's a black ninja smasher. God damn.
Facts.
You know that. In all seriousness, I see an addict justifying her behavior using rationalization as a coping mechanism. Very sad. What do y'all think is the weight or dress size limit for someone to still be considered thick? That's a hard question to answer. It depends on body composition. It's going to be between 8 and 10, maybe 8 and 12, depending on activity, muscle, and body composition. That's what I think. You got to answer for that, Toon?
I was going to say between 8 and 10.
8 and 10? Somewhere in that range. It just depends, though.
It depends. Yes, certain factors.
Yeah. She'll tuck you in her pouch. She under 30. She didn't run across any symptoms. Probably not. Yep, that outfit is an indicator of where her sense of reality is. Exactly.
Facts.
So donkeys talk some sense to Fiona. I ain't promoting obesity, but never mind. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. a white skinny nerd hitting it. It could be, man. Anyway, man, let's keep this thing going. All right, we're going to do some comment surfing before we get out of here. We're going to do some comment surfing. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Tune ain't been comment surfing in a while. So let's take Tune comment surfing. Let's check it out, man. All right, you see what's going on here, man. First of all, her name is Freaky Fat B. So we know this is probably the brain size of a pebble in her head. But anyway, Fat Freaky B says, y'all like 200 pounds plus and big areolas now. Okay, okay. And she proceeds to take notes.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So, I mean, did you know that, Tune? Is that what dudes like now? Did you know that?
Apparently, these guys like any. These guys are like a plastic bag.
I guess, yeah. A 200-pound plastic bag. All right. Garbage bag. Ninjas been loving that shit, but y'all don't listen when we tell you. We say the same thing about natural hair and bodies. Y'all don't listen.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Oh,
here's a better one. We like women. So, I guess guys who don't like that. Guys that don't like 200 pounds plus and big areolas apparently don't like women. We're cooked. We've been liking that shit. Got the Dave Chappelle meme.
Oh, wow. This is crazy.
Yeah. When that change? Now, this been in. It's like you're 500 plus. Real ninjas. Oh, me and Tune are real ninjas. Real ninjas been on game since way back.
Oh, wow.
Drake celebrating meme. A ninja like me gonna fold one up easy. All right.
He gonna fold something up real easy. Oh, wow.
Fat Freaky B. they shame me for this. We wife him around here. We been like that S. Oh, man. Always have been, always will. Tracy Morgan. Oh, man. Whatever hypersexual gay man or weird B you be listening to, you should stop. Oh, so if we don't like that, we're hypersexual gay men or weird Bs. All right. Girl, you better shut it. I've been a happy member of Two Something to Do Something and Big Areola since 2011. 14 years strong, been hitting big joints. It's a long time, brother. I always love 200-pound women with big areolas. I just don't have enough Twitter followers to get it reposted so women like you know I do. These guys are crazy.
Guys are freaky, man. These guys
are when did we stop? Obama. The Obama meme. Oh, man. All right. I think that's enough of this, man. Yeah, these guys are cooked simps taking over the black community, and that's why black
that's
women are.
Yeah, that's pretty high on Twitter.
Yeah, 60%. Yeah, Twitter's insane, bro. I had another one. I couldn't even post it on here. That's how wild the replies were.
Whoa.
About it was a 200-pound woman thread. The replies were so wild and the responses were so freaky, I can't even put it on here.
It was like that, huh?
No, it was that bad, bro. Like, however bad you think it is, it was worse. It was worse. Like, I don't even want to repeat what I saw in there. I couldn't put that on here. Yeah. It was wild, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
You was like dying reading that shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro. We were talking 8 and 10 dress size. It'll be funny if someone plays the elephant sound on the BBW Pop the Balloon show. I agree. Only mutt-ass ninjas like big toe titties. What? I like big... Oh, all right, guys. Them big joints can cook. Fit joints don't cook nothing besides broccoli and chicken breast.
Get this guy out of here. Get this guy out of here, man.
Yeah, he gotta go.
Strike three, you're up.
Yeah, get this guy out of here. You're out of here, buddy. See, I might kick you out to your 42nd birthday, Spider-Mo. Might gotta kick this man out for real, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, bro? We got We got another 200-pound woman thread. This shit getting crazy, bro. All right. So the original thread here says, people have no idea what 200 pounds look like on a woman. This woman here says, and I'm 5'3", and she shows us that she's 5'3", 200 pounds.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
5'3", 200 pounds. It's probably hard to tell now because of her outfit.
Yeah.
But that's fucking huge at 5'3", if, for those of you that don't know. Let's keep it going, man. Somebody said you physically can't run. If there was an active shooter or a natural emergency, you might as well consider yourself dead. You've never made an attempt to be physical in your entire life, and you think it's okay that you will live long. Wow. For someone that doesn't know me, you've made elaborate scenarios in your pea brain. No, he's right. These comments are literally proving the original statement that people have no idea what 200 pounds looks like on a woman. What are you talking about? What? They said she 230. They said it's hating in the comments. So because we're telling her that she's 200 pounds, everyone in the comments needs to die. Because we're telling her that's not healthy at 5'3". Got you. Dang, they said she's clearly fat. They put an NFL player, 5'6", 190. This one proves the point, to be honest. If you let your stomach show, for instance, it's probably not flat like the women who are taller. They on her ass in these comments. You pretty as hell. Imagine if you reach your true potential. They on her ass in this comments. They ain't letting her live. I like this. They on her ass. They telling her the truth. You look beautiful, but you look 200 pounds. Oh, brother. They telling her that's too much weight for your height. You guys are big mad in the comments. I'll shoot everyone. You see how this... Bro, what is going on in this world, bro? What's up with all these threats? Man. All right, anyway, man. Black communities cook, America's cook.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You can't hold people accountable because now you're getting threats. Listen, yeah, we got to start caring about our health. And I had this 200-pound conversation a few months ago. The shit went viral. But just being honest, man, there's no reason for a woman to be 200 pounds unless she is a competitive athlete who's active, who has muscle, and is training to be 200 pounds. That's probably the only reason. And some tall girls can get away with it with muscle mass that are active as well. That's about it. You know, we walking around here with a lot of women. This is white women, too, walking around at 200, 250, and they're 5'5", 5'3", 5'7". It's absolutely ridiculous. What you think about that, Tom?
Yeah, 100%. Like, some women just have genetics, whereas, though, they might be, you know, certain thicker. Height. It might be thicker, it might be a certain height, whereas, though, the 200 looks even kill. But more times than not, is somebody on the end of the spectrum, shorter, smaller.
You muted, bro. You muted yourself.
I'm sorry, but now I was saying it's more times than not, it's people on the other end of the spectrum, smaller size, smaller stature, right? But have a lot more body fat, are way bigger, right? Yeah. I feel like we just cooked, bro. We're cooked, bro. We're cooked. Yeah, we're cooked, bro.
Yeah, we're cooked, bro.
I'm seeing it at all angles. The comment surfing is hilarious. Cause it just confirms to me how many lame ass square ninjas are promoting very simp behavior and enabling unhealthy, poor habits, and is reflecting in our women, not only the black community, but everywhere. America, we're living in the most unhealthiest country in the world, bro.
Yeah.
They're literally killing us. They're killing us through the food. They're killing us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Population control.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far today, but I'll say this. First of all, black community, First of all, America's at a point of no return, right? Unless we affect the next generations, we're cooked. And I don't even know how that's going to happen because we got the idiots teaching the next generation. So I'm not even sure how that's going to happen. Black communities at no point of return. It's fucking over. Like, you really got to stand out and isolate yourself if you want to be successful as a black man or woman, whether no matter what lane that's in. And you mentioned killing us off. Listen, man, it's the black. All right. I know I don't pull the black card often, but the black people, we're not designed to be like running shit in this country. If you didn't know, shit. That's not the design. If you didn't know that. All right, I'm going to inform you. All right, that's not the design here, okay? The fact that y'all keep falling for all the propaganda and all the bullshit that they feed us to keep us down here, we're just going to keep it at the food today, at the fitness and the body positivity. We want to keep it at that level. We can go a couple other levels, but I ain't even going to do that today. We ain't trying to get canceled. I ain't making enough money to do that yet. When I start making some money, maybe I'll do that shit. But you have to, like, just peel the layer back sometimes and look, like, hey, you know, there's a reason they're telling us to do these detrimental things to our bodies. There's a reason they're telling us to do these detrimental things, right? Why would someone hand you the answers to the test? This is what you need to do, and it requires hard work, right? So even if I hand you the answers, you still got to put the work in.
Yeah.
So you have to be on another level to be the best you, to be the best version of yourself, to be the healthiest version of yourself, to be the fittest version of yourself. It's not going to come with this weak-ass mindset, being lazy, sedentary, and on some bullshit, right? And black people, we do have to go the extra mile to get the information. Is it unfair? Yes. Who the fuck cares?
Who cares? Life is unfair.
Get it done. Life is. Everybody got some type of challenge holding them back. Stop using being black. Stop using that as your crutch. This shit tough for everybody. Fuck.
That's the worst. It's crazy, man. Use too, like,
yeah.
You know, we the most powerful people, even though, you know, that's a subject for another day. But you got to understand. You got to understand your capabilities. You know,
yep.
If man can build skyscrapers and airplanes and jets and whatever the case may be, you mean to tell me you can't go get a gym membership and move your body?
Yeah,
like, we're not asking you to do rocket science. We're not asking you to build a bomb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not asking you to create AI. We ask you to just go move your body and go to the grocery store and eat clean.
And simple. It's simple, bro. And this might be a little off guard, but hey, who would it be? C. Marty Fit if I don't say some off the wall shit? Wouldn't right, be C. Marty Fit.
What all you right? got?
Our people are so hypersensitive and want to call everything fucking racist and this and that. And it's like, yo, if you put that energy into self-improvement, which is always on the menu, if you put that energy into bettering yourself, you put that energy into getting fitter, into building your business, creating your content, into your relationship, into your kids or your loved ones. If you put that energy into something positive that's going to grow, you're not going to have to worry about these dumbass excuses that people are feeding you. You're not going to believe this shit, bro. Like, people just want to believe any fucking thing, bro. Like, I don't know. We're fat because of slavery. You know what I'm saying? All that dumb shit. And don't say I'm making it up because we've shown it on this podcast plenty of times.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? If you're spending your time being productive and trying to be a great representation of the black community, you don't have to worry about that shit. But everybody doesn't care. Y'all want people to respect black people, but y'all act like the worst of black people. Newsflash. Nobody respects you when you're fat as fuck.
Man.
Am I right or wrong, Toon?
I see it all the time. I be feeling bad, too, because it's like, you know, I try to look at things from a third-person perspective, right? Like, I see how people get treated when they're not in shape, when they don't look the part. I've seen people get, you know, have discrimination against them because low key, just because they didn't fit the mold, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, perception is everything. Fortunately and unfortunately, perception is everything. So if you don't look a certain way, if you don't talk a certain way, if you don't fit a certain image in somebody's mind, which is like somebody who's active, in shape, looks the part, you know, looks like they respect themselves. People are gonna, they're gonna devalue you. They're gonna disregard your opinion, and they're gonna discredit you before you even open your mouth. You feel me? It's like you don't even exist, or what you have to say is irrelevant. And a lot of times, you know, you might be coming with some game or whatever the case may be, but people are not gonna care because they treat you how they feel like you treat yourself. So if you look like shit, you know, people are gonna treat you like shit subconsciously. It's not like intentionally, but subconsciously, people are gonna treat you how they feel like you treat yourself. So just always remember that.
Yeah, man. You like, let's say you're buying a house and you got a realtor that's fit, man or woman. Let's use women in this case. Sorry, ladies. We're men. We like women. You got a fit realtor, bomb body. She's curvy, right? And then you got a fat realtor who's coming in baggy clothes, right? I'm being serious. Who you gonna buy the house from? And the fat realtor might be talking that shit. They might be spitting that game. They might be more experienced in real estate. But seriously, who you gonna buy the house from? Who you gonna trust more? Who you gonna feel more comfortable around? Who you gonna be looking forward to doing business with in the future when it's time to put your friend on a realtor or refinance or whatever the fuck? You're probably gonna go with the fit person. Appearance matters, bro. Am I right or wrong, too?
Nah, you're absolutely right. Appearance is everything. And a lot of times, majority of the time, you only have one opportunity to make that first, that initial impression.
And that's it.
And if you don't, you know, you don't get that chance, you don't get that opportunity back. And like you said, like, if I'm looking at it, okay, the fat person might be talking the game. They might be having more experience. You know what I'm saying? They can reassure me a little bit more. But if we're just dealing, if we're going solely off perception, I'm going to go with the person that looks like, you know, they got self-discipline. They, you know, they in the gym. You know what I'm saying? They speak with a certain confidence. They have a certain confidence when they walk. That's going to reassure me, you know, just by my initial glance, just by that, you know, that initial interaction. So appearance is everything. Appearance can make, appearance will make and break you.
That's it, man. That's it. Like, and you can use the same example. If you scrolling on Instagram, who gonna stop and get your attention? You know what I mean? You're not stopping on no fat realtor talking some real estate. Where your gym membership at, champ?
Nope.
He's gonna be like, look at this fat ass, bro.
Look at this fat ass. You're like, and like I said, people can soak the game from you. They talking, man. They learned a lot about real estate. In the back of their mind, they still looking at you like the fat ass. Like, it's never not going to be on their mind. You know what I mean? So put that same effort into your fitness, into your appearance, and stop paying attention to the, it's a lot of bullshit and distractions out there, man. Just lock the fuck in.
You know, it's so hard to lock in, see, Marty, for majority of people, right? Because majority of people are feeble-minded. This thing is the ultimate distraction box, right? This cell phone, ultimate distraction box, right? Yeah. You know, and then, you know, through the food, they're altering our brain chemistry. You know, testosterone is at an all-time low, right? You got all these chemicals, this, that, and the third. So people are getting more and more weak-minded, more and more mentally, you know, mentally debilitated. Whereas though, like, folks are just getting lazy, bro. And it's just, they're going to settle for less. They're going to do what's easy. They're going to do what's convenient. And we're going to continue to get more unhealthy and more unhealthy.
Yeah, man, it's wild, and there's gonna be more shortcuts coming out. it is. It's gonna be new injections, new shots. It's gonna be a fucking It's gonna be all that shit, bro. Like,
that's your doctor now.
Listen, this what we're encouraging you to do is never gonna go out of style. It's never gonna stop working. It's worked for millions of people. So you could be the next one, or you could fall into that bullshit. And that's another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. The episode was fire. Just getting these comments. Oh, man, y'all going in. Oh, man. Them big joints can cook. Oh, I read that. I do wonder if there's a stigma that healthy chicks are boring and only care about macros and clean eating. There are, I mean, those chicks exist and those guys exist for sure. We're not even going to, you know.
100%.
Yeah. Something wrong with Spot. It seems like Tune isn't with the trolling. I respect it. Oh, nah. See, we that whole Marie shit, you miss Marie Tune. You never was here when I had a troll on the shit, but that shit was crazy. I wish you was here for an episode. She wearing that women thing to shake their waist, a girdle, waist trainer. Let's keep it real. Most guys accept extra weight because women give birth and go through hormonal changes. But if you haven't had kids and you're over 200 pounds as a woman, you have no excuse. I don't even think having a kid is an excuse.
That's no excuse.
Because so many women snap back. I've trained so many pregnant women, bro. And it's not. It isn't. Now, granted, you got to have the right info. Right, you got to have the right, you know, trainer, the right system, you know, you got to have one or the two, but it really ain't an excuse. If most Americans knew what was coming, they would get their ass in shape and prepare. Uh-oh, SAG on his political shit. If she was blocking for JD5, he wouldn't have got hurt this season. He could have been doing backflip burpees in the pocket. All you can do is stay away from the N-word community and stick with the level-headed black people. Absolutely agree.
Ninjas.
All black people ain't ninjas. They don't even have to hide the answers anymore, yep. Our people in general are too emotional and rather play victim than put in the work to change their circumstance. But this is a fitness podcast. How slavery ended before your great-grandparents was born and made you fat. Hit the like button. Looks matter. No one wants an obese bag lady. I'm going to go with the big realtor. She's shaped like a house. And you shaped like you about to get your ass out this podcast.
Strike three, you're out.
See you Sunday, buddy. See you Sunday. 3 arrests in one night. Hey, Tune, I told Marty Client to just take Ozempic the easy way out. He did, bro. And I just ignored that motherfucker, bro. He bro. Literally went to my client and said that. I just ignored him. I ain't even say nothing. I ain't got time for this ninja, man. Anyway, man, any closing words to him before we get up out of here, man?
Nah, man. Another fire episode, man. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Mm-hmm. Self-improvement is always on the menu, man. You want to get up with me? Sweat check on YouTube. One word, sweat for the check on IG, man. You know, appreciate y'all. Thank you for the support. Shout out to C. Marty, man. The illest, the dopest, the realest, and the funniest. You dig?
You dig. Yeah, man. Y'all know the motto, man. Well, not the motto yet. Go ahead. Follow my social media. C. Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube. Where you watching right now, subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. And listen, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We live again Sunday, 4, 5, 6 p.m. Not sure yet, but we will have a podcast Sunday. I'll try to get that alert to y'all as soon as possible. And listen, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.